I'm really looking forward to the show tonight. Good evening to you. It's 8 o'clock on Friday night. I think you're going to enjoy it as well. We've got a special for you this Friday night, a psychic special. Please welcome Graham Dare. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
So I'm so pleased that you've agreed to do this.
Yes, it's nice to be here.
So we're going to chat a bit, then we're going to open up the phone lines and take calls, and so if anyone's got any questions for Graham, our psychic, do give us a call, 0870-9090-973. Also, Claire Nazir, regular feature now on this programme.
Caroline, lovely to see you.
How's your week been? Or maybe I'll ask Graham.
Graham, how has my week been?
It's
future, isn't it? It's future as opposed to past, although I think you can do both, can't you?
Should be able to.
Yeah. Well, it's been fantastic, as Graham said, good, yeah.
What's your question for Graham?
Well, my career is in a little bit of flux at the moment, and I'm wondering what might be ahead of me, please, Graham.
Well, I was seeing a change, almost a right angle turn, in order maybe to avoid a problem. But then shortly after that, I see it surging ahead again. So don't be afraid of change. Sometimes change is necessary to just put us on the right pathway.
Does that make sense to you, Helen?
Yeah, definitely. I'm just wondering if you can pick up if there's anyone specific around me, you know, in the spirit world.
Around you in the spirit world? Well, I was feeling a female influence around you. Obviously a strong sense of affection as well. But I felt a break with that person, possibly before they moved on, and that's possibly another reason why they're still around, because of losing contact temporarily before they moved on.
Does that help at all, Helen?
Yeah.
Hello, Graham.
Hi.
I've got a very open mind about all this type of stuff, and I just wondered if you could help me. It's coming up to an anniversary of someone that I lost that's very dear. And, you know, day-to-day life just seems to be pretty mundane, same thing, day in, day out, you know, trying to earn a living. But just wonder if you could see any kind of bright light at the end of the tunnel, basically. I'm quite a happy-go-lucky person. I don't let things get me down, you know, but it just seems a bit of a slog lately.
Yes, I know you said lately, but I sort of felt maybe about 4 years of feeling a bit down. But I do see things turning around this year. Come the summer, maybe.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you, guys?
Perhaps we'll ask it. Come the summer?
Yes.
Yeah. In any way, particularly shape or form?
In terms of things opening up for you, options opening up in front of you, as if things are boxed in at the moment, and you will find that the options in front of you will open up.
Yeah.
Do you think you've got any plans? Will things change in the summer, Gerald?
Not particularly, no. No, I'm a cab driver, so, you know, every day seems to be the same in this particular job.
That's what Mike did. How are you, Mike?
I'm okay. I'm a bit distressed with the loss of my cat, to be honest, but hopefully Graham can help me out.
Graham?
Yeah, well, apart from visualising, another thing that I don't think I've ever said to anyone before, but actually sort of feel that you're holding them as well.
Yeah, that's what I have.
The right arm particularly.
Yeah, I just imagine that he's on my shoulder constantly ploughing, that kind of thing. So.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, it's just onwards and upwards, really, then, I suppose.
Nadia, how are you?
Thank you, how are you?
I'm very well. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from West London.
And have you got a question for Graham?
Yeah, I have.
Good
evening, Graham.
Good evening.
Hello. I'm just coming to a crucial decision about my present job at the moment. Due to special circumstances, my husband has been struggling with his old job for the past 7 years. And now he found, fortunately he found a new job. The only problem is, he used to drop my son at school, and now I have to come to this drastic decision where I have to sacrifice my job maybe to be able to drop my son for childcare. And I'm not really sure, I'm very career-minded, I'm not really sure whether, you know, to give up like my present job, make this decision. And I have the other choice is whether I can be involved in either family business or maybe look elsewhere for another job. So all I want is just to know, like, I'm not really sure whether I should make this, you know, sacrifice this decision or hold on and maybe try to apply and get a better job just with my circumstances.
Okay. Well, a couple of things I was feeling as you were talking.
Yes.
With your job, I felt in some way using your eyes was very important. I mean, it could be just something simple as looking at a computer screen. So watch the use of your eyes and make sure you have the relevant eye tests in terms of glasses and so on, so you don't get strained there with whatever you do.
Yeah.
I felt more positive with working in a role that wasn't directly related for you to family, in terms of you feeling good about the work that you do.
Does that make sense about your eyes, Nadia?
The strain on my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of strain on my eyes. Is this correct? Is this what you mean?
Does that help at all, Nadia?
So what I'm doing at the moment, because it's quite helpful for me.
Good. I'm glad. I don't suppose you're any good at guessing.
Oh, star sign?
But what am I then, Graham? Come on.
Test.
I was getting Gemini.
I am, yes. Gemini, definitely.
And,
Rachel, I wonder if you could pick up anything about someone that passed over. One of my parents passed over when I was a toddler, and I don't have any memories of them at all, and I just wondered if you could pick up anything on that line at all.
Well, I was getting sort of... because of the fact you don't have the memories, you've sort of got this cold feeling that you feel that you shouldn't have about your parents, and therefore you want to sort of build up that link that maybe should have been there.
Right.
But I do feel a strong inherited, if you like, resemblance to that spirit had passed on.
Right. So would you be able to say if that was, my mum or dad or anything, or would you have to sort of pin that one down, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I wasn't actually getting a gender, but I can try. I was getting a female side, so I'm going to take a stab at it, the fact it's your mother. But...
No, it's actually my dad that passed away.
Okay.
So there isn't anything in particular you can pick up, really, on that?
Well, only the fact that he seemed to have achieved sort of, even though he passed on relatively young, sort of 80% of what he really wanted to achieve in his life. So what I'm saying is he achieved a lot more for the time he was around than most other people would have.
Right. Are you on the lines of saying that you think he passed away when he wasn't that old? Is that sort of what you're saying? Or he was old? Or?
Well, I didn't get... I was sort of feeling around about 50, which, in terms of passing, is obviously young.
Right. Okay.
Does that make sense to you, Mark?
Yeah, well, it's just because I've never really spoke to a psychic or anything before, and I was just curious, really, because, as I said, I don't have any memories or anything like that of my dad, so it was just if there was anything at all, really, that Graham might have been able to pick up on, so...
I still feel he's sort of around in terms of helping you to get started in life, even though he's not around physically.
Right. Okay, yeah.
Here as well. Adam is in Twickenham. Hi, Adam.
Hello there. Good evening to you and good evening to Graham.
Good evening.
I'm just about to embark on a training course, a special type of training for 2 weeks. I'm packing now. I'm very much into the whole psychic thing and into Wicca. I got some very negative feelings about it. It says dump all the stuff there and just stay and get up tomorrow and go over and see your neighbours, your friends. Am I just being purely negative from my own part?
I'm saying so. It feels to me like a sort of fear of success. And that if you go ahead and believe you will be lucky, you will be successful, and you deserve to be successful.
Does that make sense to you, Adam?
It does. I think that's what I've been wanting to hear, to actually motivate myself. Thank you very much.
Being positive may well be key for Susan, who's in Basingstoke. Hi, Susan.
Everybody, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I like that. Yeah, it made me feel very good. Susan, you've got quite a specific question for Graham.
Yes, I'd like to know, I've had some success with my writing career, and I've just written a sort of like a novella, and I was wondering if that's going to take off.
Yeah, I was certainly seeing success with a particular project, which was key. But then I felt you were sort of moving on from that, as if you needed that success to sort of boost you and give you confidence to move on with a completely different project.
Yes. Oh.
Does that make any sense, Susan?
Yes. I was basically started off in poetry. I had some success with that. I had something published in Ireland a while ago.
Uh-huh.
But it's my, it's like my novella. I was just thinking, there's somebody quite interested, but I was wondering if it's going to, will they publish it, or should I publish it myself? I'm that strong on it, you know. I don't know if I should do it myself.
Well, I think the poetry must be the sort of the success that sort of kick-started you to move on.
Yeah.
And therefore, with the novel side of things, I do believe that will be the future.
The poetry?
Yeah.
Well, the poetry.
And then the novel.
Oh, the novel.
That will be the future.
And I could ask Graham if my mum passed away a couple of years ago, and I always feel she's around me. Did you feel...
Yes, I feel that she sort of comes and goes. I didn't feel she was sort of around you all the time. But there would be times when you'd feel a presence around you in a nice way, like, you know, if they're touching your hand or whatever, just sort of brushing against you.
Okay, yeah.
And when you feel that, that's when she's around you.
Oh, right. Oh, thank you very much.
Helen, Virginia Water, you're calling from. What's your question for Graham?
A little bit about my career, but mainly about my marriage, which is going through a bit of a... That's right. Anyway, good evening to both of you.
Thank you. It's all yours, Helen.
Sorry?
He's all yours.
Oh, I see. Okay, sorry. I thought you were saying you're coming back to me after the news.
No, we want to get you in before, hopefully.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. Good evening, Graham.
Good evening.
I've been married for about 7 years, and this is the worst time that we are hitting. We've kind of separated for the last few months. In the job, I had been in the same job for about 7 years, and everything seems to be okay. But I'm just kind of a suspicious now that things are falling apart around me.
I feel things will hold together for you. I think in certain areas of your life, you need to sort of look in a different direction. Keep an eye out for opportunities in a different direction, but very solidly. I felt things in your life holding together, and I definitely didn't feel them falling apart.
Or marriage, why?
In terms of the marriage side of things, I feel you need to keep an open mind for the future, not dismiss other possibilities for the future. But for the moment, I did feel things could hold together.
You asked about your marriage, but also your career.
Yes, there is nothing unorthodox in my career, but I'm just becoming very suspicious, and, you know, my marriage was solid, and all of a sudden it just went ape, and I'm just worried if my job will go that way as well. Just things are just kind of starting to crumble around me.
I didn't see the job crumbling. I did see you looking in other directions.
Sorry, Graham.
Let's get your microphone. There we go.
Yeah, I didn't see the job crumbling. I did see you looking in other directions, so I think it's certainly right for you to look out for other opportunities, but I felt that if your job changed, it would be your choice.
Oh, I see. No, I'm very happy where I am.
Do you sort of feel now, because like you've had one massive shock?
Yes. I think, you know, everything else will kind of just walk out of my life.
Yeah, you can't rely on anything now.
Yes.
Well, I think it's good to have the continuity of the job there.
Okay. And, my marriage will kind of get back to normality, or...?
I saw there being a strong link, a strong link still holding you from going too far in different directions.
Do you think that's true, Helen?
I think so. I mean, yes. What worries me is that we're just so angry at each other, we're just not talking or seeing each other.
Yeah, I feel at the moment you're sort of looking in other directions and sort of maybe not looking towards each other, but I think the strength is there that will pull you back together.
Okay. Well, that sounds very reassuring.
Good luck with you. And Meva is in Northwood. Hi, Meva.
Hello.
Your question is about children, I gather?
Yes, children. My daughter, she's 6 years old, and I know it sounds really young, but she's going to be sitting a very important exam January 2005. And I'm very keen for her to go to a particular school, but it's very competitive where we are. and I'm just wondering how she's going to do. And we're going to be moving house as well this year, so I'm thinking about am I going to change career, because I'm turning more spiritual as well recently with what things that have been happening to me in the past, sort of 1.5 years. And I'm just wanting to know about, you know, my marriage, the children, how they will do, if there's going to be a change of career for me.
Okay. We'll start with your daughter.
Okay.
And try and bring some other things in from there, because that became quite a wide spectrum.
Yeah. On the results of the exam coming up in just under a year's time, I was seeing, I was seeing the results you want, but specifically I was seeing it sort of like three elements to the results that were required in achieving all those three. I don't know whether you know how the results come through.
Yeah, they have sort of three different topics, but they have two rounds. They have sort of 300 girls applying for 20 places.
Yeah, so if it's three topics, then I saw success in all three, so I felt definitely positive and successful with that.
Okay.
That's good news, isn't it?
Good news, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Feel good about that?
Yes, put a smile on my face. What you're saying is that she will get the place at the school that I want her to go to.
Yes, that's what I was saying, yeah.
Okay.
LBC97.3. Graham, you've got a website, haven't you? spiritual-healers.co.uk.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time, LBC97.3. The weekend on LBC.
Caroline Faraday.